Wow, this is a big step for me. Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie Wallace. I'm 23 years old, and this is my story. I was on a negative path towards alcoholism, filled with anger, anxiety, and depression. The life I was living was not only toxic to myself, but also everyone around me. I wasn't pleasant to be around. My friends and family would often ask me if I was all right, if I was sure I was making the right decisions, and what my plans were for life and my future. I was letting people and things control my actions and thoughts. I wasn't being the woman God created me to be and living the life God desired for me. I was trapped and desperately trying to break free from a life I was living, but I couldn't do it alone. I prayed day and night that things would turn around for me, but the idea of handing my life over to God and following Jesus left me feeling scared and nervous. God has worked in such amazing ways with my family. I like to think that we are his next project. My family and friends showed great perseverance and dedication, inviting me to come to church and life group with them. Coming from a Catholic background, God had to break down some serious barriers to get me to step foot into a Christian church, let alone Good News Bible Chapel. My arms started off straight out in front of me, pushing away anything new that came my way. I didn't realize, but I ultimately was pushing away the Holy Spirit while he was trying to help me and answer my prayers. Going to service with my family was unfortunately only to make them happy until I started feeling a connection with the word being spoken. It felt like the word had been related to myself and how I had been feeling. As time went by, I slowly began to open up, reaching out for answers, and something in me started to change. It was an extremely difficult, fear-filled process for me because I'm a creature of habit and I'm not a fan of change. God is always working in his glory, whether we realize it or not. He waits for us to grieve, to submit, and rest in the promises because he knows me, he understands me, and he waits for me. When his son Jesus was crucified and risen, it was so we can be set free from the burden and penalty of our sins. It's God's gift to me, to us. Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never leave you or forsake you. This verse is one that is written in bold letters in my notes from Sunday, March 22nd, when we were going through the book of Acts. This verse is what I say to myself when I feel alone and weak and have nowhere to turn, when in reality I do. God is and always will be there to catch me, to show me he will never leave me. My grace is sufficient to you. My grace is all you need. Corinthians 12, 9. Before I could commit myself to Jesus, I repeated in my head for days on end, it is not for me to know, just follow him. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you. Acts 1:8. If the resurrection of Jesus is possible, anything is possible. So my life is now dedicated to following Jesus. Everything I am, everything I accomplish, and everything I will become is because of him. He gives me strength, hope, joy, love, and so much more. My life is filled with Jesus, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I can feel his spirit running through me, through my heart, my mind, confirming that Jesus has done for me and for all of us is the best gift and blessing anyone could ask for. All he asks is for us to say yes, for us to follow him, to trust him, and obey his word. My arms are no longer pushing him away. They are wide open and ready to embrace his love and blessing for the rest of my life. So today my moment has come. I am a daughter of Christ, and God is my beloved Father. I am ready to wash away the old and have my new shine through. The light of his love is me in me. My new life following Jesus. My life is yours, God. I give you all of me.
Steph, do you accept Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior?
I sure do.
Well, through your testimony that you have said today, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.